Brainerd. Yeah, people-powered radio for northern Minnesota. Broadcasting to the small towns of northern Minnesota, like Tower, Hill City, Waubun, and Crosby. You can join us at KAXE.org. Remember, we can't do this without your help. Yep. That's the way it goes. You know, we need your support. Easy to do. You can text DONATE to 218-326-1234. Bemidji area forecast calling for partly cloudy with a high around 77 degrees. Light and variable winds. Becoming partly cloudy this evening with more clouds for overnight. Low around 62 degrees, light and variable winds. And tomorrow, few passing clouds, otherwise generally sunny. High 81 degrees, winds north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Well, time for our album of the week here on Northern Community Radio. Handpicked by our music department. And this is the Folk Bitch Trio, name of the group. And they're an Australian group, a trio of high school friends. Heidi Peverville, Jeannie Pickleton, and Gracie Sinclair. They've been together since 2020. They've done a bunch of singles, and this is their album, Now Would Be a Good Time. It's got great harmonies on it, and keen observation if you're on the being in your 20s in the year 2025. And tell us what you think about it. Text your opinion to 218-326-1234. And the tune we're going to listen to here is... what is it? Oh, I'll tell you, sometimes. That's all she wrote. Okay, here we go.
We're down a back road, both in the back seat of your white car, and I'm getting no sleep. My legs are hanging all over the place. Your head down my skirt, you really know me, but I can't. Down the law now. it so much thicker. A bloody punch that moved like a quaver. I bet she's guessing my new location. I got a hunch I'm doxing the paper, but I can't wait to get.
and roll. Blue, she's a few, well, you know. And I'm busting out of my seam, if you know what I mean, because I'm getting old. Cough on her, forgot to have the fabric softener. I met a girl named Tina. That girl supplies the reef arena. So kiss me.
Barnett and Kurt Vile there for you, and Blue Cheese from the album Lot of Sea Lice. Yeah, and once again, Courtney Barnett's one of the artists performing at the Grand Rapids River Fest coming up September 6th. Hey, the KAXE Newsroom has created a map of northern Minnesota farmers markets throughout our region, from places like Park Rapids to Palo, Talamoon to Reamer, and Black Duck to Crosby. Most markets run through September or October, and you can find the map at KAXE.org. And you can find the answers to frequently asked questions about KAXE's federal funding cuts at KAXE.org/funding FAQ. Gopher State One call reminds you to call 811 before you break ground on any project, whether it's as small as a mailbox or as large as a house. This helps prevent accidents, power outages, and repairs. Call 811 48 hours in advance of any digging. And the Hubbard County Historical Society invites you to an opening celebration for the new Park Rapids History Trail, Friday, August 22nd from 1 to 3. The trail ends or tells the story of Park Rapids through 23 different sites. You can find more info at prhistorytrail.org. Okay, you are listening to Northern Community Radio, people-powered radio for northern Minnesota. I'm your volunteer host this evening afternoon. My name's David John, and now a message paid for by the Minnesota Department of Health. Sometimes you just need to talk about it, but it'd be hard to find someone who really listens. That's why there is 988 with support that meets you where you are, confidential and staffed by trained folks who want to help when you need someone to talk to. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988lifeline.org.
Throw me gentle face to come peering down through the wicker frame. I think of my mother and her voice, the dishes that she made. It's too late to hope that the one who finds me now will know the song and speak it out loud. And she sang Deborah, we all come from a long, long line. Today you're walking side by side.
Happening in the news that day, not much of nothing on TV, not big on Yankee baseball, I'm afraid to say. Enron didn't hardly interest me. I changed the channel and went on up to bed. Left the phone in silent mode. Woke up next afternoon, the voicemail said, where the goddamn hell you been? There's 3,000 dead. And Eddie, what you doing in Nebraska? Does anybody know what's going on? Doing in Nebraska? Trade Center's gone. Trade Center's gone. I never thought much of the younger Bush. He never seemed to have a clue. He sat there smiling with that children's book while they decided what to do. No one could find him till that big blue plane sat down at Offutt AFB. We've all seen worse now, but his name's still Mud. For going down that rabbit hole while Arafat gave blood. And Eddie, what you doing in Nebraska? Anybody know what's going on? Eddie, what you doing in Nebraska? Trade Center's gone. Trade Center's gone. Now they tell us how he found his feet, standing in the rubble of the towers. Who of us can name the one who wrote that speech?
loaned him the words to seize the hour. He laid the blame on Saddam Hussein. You'd have thought we might have learned. He sat with Prince Bandar. Both enjoyed a fine cigar.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
James McMurtry, that's off his latest release called The Black Dog and the Wandering Boy, tune's called Annie. We started off with music from The Sufferers from their album Everything Here, tune called I Think I Love You, and then Devereaux from Car's Seat Headrest CD called The Scholars. You're tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, connecting you to Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. And I want to tell you that the United Way of a Thousand Lakes hosts a Lumberjack Mile and 5K run coming up Saturday, September 6th. Races begin at 9 a.m. at the Grand Rapids Public Utilities with registration at 8. Proceeds benefit the United Way School Pantry Coalition, a network of 11 schools addressing student hunger with nutritious snacks and weekend meals. For more information, visit uwlakes.org/lumberjack. And KAXE's long-awaited public beach map is here, just in time for the dog days of summer. You can find your next swimming destination at KAXE.org. While you're there, you can share your favorite beach with us, and we'll add it to the map, okay? And you can learn more about Alzheimer's disease at a presentation with Dr. Joseph Gogler from the University of Minnesota on Wednesday, August 20th. Gogler will be at the Clearbrook Senior Center at 9 a.m. and the Bemidji Senior Center at 1 p.m. That's coming up Wednesday, August 20th. We receive support from Lakes Tax Advisors, where Ron Berg and his staff offer tax, accounting, and payroll services to Minnesota businesses with locations in Grand Rapids and Rush City. More information at lakes.tax. And we receive support from Bridget's Pub, located in downtown Bemidji, serving Irish and American food, offering Monday night trivia at 6:30 and open mic night on Thursday starting at 6:30. More on Facebook. And currently in Bemidji, it is 73 degrees with a real feel temperature of 74. Okay, up next for you, music for you from Coco Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Something told
it was over. When I saw you, her talking, yeah. So say cry when I saw you, her walking, yeah. So you see, I'd rather go blind. Walk away from me. So you see, I love you so much. And most of all, I just don't want to lose you.
Yeah, Kelsey Walden for you there in a tune called Let It Lie. And that's off of her CD called Every Ghost. And before that, a new release or a new compilation of Coco Taylor's stuff from the folks at Alligator Records called Crown Jewels. And that was a live recording of I'd Rather Go Blind. You're listening to On the River here on Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, okay? And we come your way weekdays from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, and again from 7 to 10 in the evening. And I tell you, sometimes I just don't know. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it'll be All Things Considered. And then at 6 o'clock, it'll be As It Happens from the CBC. And then at 7 o'clock, it'll be Katie Carter hosting On the River. Yeah, nice to have her back in the studios. Hey, you can, there's a grand opening for the new Nashua Keewatin School. It'll be Wednesday, August 20th from 3 to 6. The school is preschool through 12th grade and is located in Nashua, okay? And the Virginia Public Library is holding a used book sale coming up August 20th at Iron Trail Motors Event Center. Hours are noon to 7 Wednesday through Friday, and from 9 to 1 on Saturday. Okay. You can find the latest Up North report at KAXE.org. News from our region, heard on the Morning Show, World Cafe, and All Things Considered. Or as a podcast, is there news in your region that we should know about? Well, email news at kaxe.org. Well, coming up next for you here, music for you from John Kerner, Spider John Kerner. It's off an album released on Narrows Neptune, limited to 500 copies. And the tune that we're going to hear is a cut that was recorded in New York City back in 1966. And it was released with a full band backing him. And it was released as a single over in England, but never released here in the U.S. But Felix Palparty on bass, Roy Blumenfeld on drums, and Al Cooper on the guitar. So here we go. Won't You Give Me Some Love, title of the tune. But one quick reminder before we get to that, and that's that we receive support from the Bemidji Symphony Orchestra presenting Elvis, a tribute with Anthony Shore as Elvis, coming up Saturday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Bemidji High School Auditorium. Dr. Beverly Everett conducts. Tickets available at BemidjiSymphonyOrchestra.org.
But I just bought a name, you need some help, sir. I'm just a weekend in the Davidson County Jail. And my old man, he ain't got the cash to even go my bail. I should've listened to my mama and quit my life of sin before I went back sliding again.
Okay, music there for you from the Matembu Queens. And the tune there was Juliet. And that was off her album, Empendini.